Task 5. You are going to listen to Emma speak about an issue in society. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I was appointed as a Goodwill Ambassador for UN Women 6 months ago. And the more I have spoken about feminism, the more I have realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with man-hating. If there is one thing I know for certain, it is that this has to stop. For the record, feminism, by definition, is the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. It is the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. I started questioning gender-based assumptions a long time ago. When I was 8, I was confused by being called bossy because I wanted to direct the plays that we put on for our parents, but the boys were not. When at 14, I started to be sexualized by certain elements of the media. When at 15, my girlfriends started dropping out of their beloved sports teams because they didn't want to appear muscly. When at 18, my male friends were unable to express their feelings. I decided that I was a feminist, and this seemed uncomplicated to me. But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminists. Apparently, I'm among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. I am from Britain, and I think it is right I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that women be involved on my behalf in the policies and decisions that will affect my life. I think it is right that socially I'm afforded the same respect as men. But sadly, I can say that there isn't a country in the world where all women can expect to receive these rights. Not a single country in the world can yet say that they have achieved gender equality. These rights I consider to be human rights. But I am one of the lucky ones. My life is a sheer privilege because my parents didn't love me less because I was born a daughter. My school did not limit me because I was a girl. My mentors didn't assume that I would go less far because I might give birth to a child one day. These influences were the gender equality ambassadors that made me who I am today. They may not know it, but they are changing the world today. We need more of those. And if you still hate the word, it is not the word that is important. It's the idea and the ambition behind it, because not all women have received the same rights that I have. In fact, statistically, very few have. I was appointed as a Goodwill Ambassador for UN Women 6 months ago. And the more I have spoken about feminism, the more I have realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with man-hating. If there is one thing I know for certain, it is that this has to stop. For the record, feminism, by definition, is the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. It is the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. I started questioning gender-based assumptions a long time ago. When I was 8, I was confused by being called bossy because I wanted to direct the plays that we put on for our parents, but the boys were not. When at 14, I started to be sexualized by certain elements of the media. When at 15, my girlfriends started dropping out of their beloved sports teams because they didn't want to appear muscly. When at 18, my male friends were unable to express their feelings. I decided that I was a feminist, and this seemed uncomplicated to me. But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminists. Apparently, I'm among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men. Unattractive, even. I am from Britain, and I think it is right I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that women be involved on my behalf in the policies and decisions that will affect my life. I think it is right that socially I am afforded the same respect as men. But sadly, I can say that there isn't a country in the world where all women can expect to receive these rights. Not a single country in the world can yet say that they have achieved gender equality. These rights, I consider to be human rights, but I am one of the lucky ones. My life is a sheer privilege because my parents didn't love me less because I was born a daughter. My school did not limit me because I was a girl. My mentors didn't assume that I would go less far because I might give birth to a child one day. These influences were the gender equality ambassadors that made me who I am today. They may not know it, but they are changing the world today. We need more of those. And if you still hate the word, it is not the word that is important. It's the idea and the ambition behind it, because not all women have received the same rights that I have. In fact, statistically, very few have.